Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to join my colleagues in welcoming the delegation of Uruguay. For the consideration of six period report, let me continue with paragraph 7 of the LOIPR. With respect to the situation of discrimination and violence on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. I note with appreciation, since the previous concluding observations of this committee in 2013, the State Party has taken numerous legislative and policy measures, awareness raising as well as training with a view to improving the rights of LGBTI persons. Among others, it is notable that Act Number 19.684, a comprehensive law protecting transgender persons, was introduced in 2018. Consequently, the National Council on Sexual Diversity was established, which facilitates the incorporation of diversity and non-discrimination perspectives into public policies and institutional practices, such as the gender identity variables in all official statistical systems, a quota for the inclusion of transgenders in work programs, and requests for identity record changes dealt no longer as a judicial but as an administrative matters. Notwithstanding these institutional developments made, however, it is rather frustrating to witness that social discrimination and stigmatization against LGBTI persons is still very much prevalent in the country. Particularly, I remain alarmed by the data indicating that the life expectancy of transgender persons is only around 40 years. Less than 15% of transgender persons completed primary education. Their dropouts were largely due to bullying and violence in schools. Many of them were expelled from their homes, and a high rate of depression and suicide attempts was observed. Since they did not complete their education, transgender persons usually had unskilled and low-paying jobs. According to 2020 World Bank report, only 66% was employed, and among those employed, approximately one-third of them were sex workers. Meanwhile, the continued discrepancy between law and practice is another area of concerns. For instance, it is alleged that the Civil Registry Office has shown resistance in implementing changes of registered names and/or genders. Reportedly, the office also requires lesbian and/or bisexual mothers to be legally married for their children to be registered under both mothers, while heterosexual couples can register their children regardless of whether they have a legal relationship that recognizes their union. As such, I'd like to hear from the delegation regarding how the government accesses this unrelenting situation of deeply rooted discrimination against LGBTI persons, despite the various measures taken so far. What are the main challenges for the State Party in establishing effective and expeditious mechanisms for the reception and management of complaints, particularly in the areas of education, health, the workplace, and public space, as well as sanction and redress mechanisms? Thank you very much.